Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your home for this Monday's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. So let's get started. Today we are in John chapter 16. We'll be reading verses 25 through 33. And today's reading concludes the farewell discourse, which began with John chapter 14. While Jesus tells the disciples that the world will make them suffer, he assures them that he has defeated the world and that God loves them. And God's guiding word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading. I have used figures of speech to tell you these things, but the time will come when I will not use figures of speech, but I will speak to you plainly about the Father. When that day comes, you will ask him in my name, and I do not say that I will ask him on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you. He loves you because you love me and have believed that I came from God. I did come from the Father, and I came into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. Then his disciples said to him, Now you are speaking plainly, without using figures of speech. We know now that you know everything. You do not need to have someone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you believe now? The time is coming and is already here when all of you will be scattered, each of you to your own home, and I will be left all alone. But I am not really alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you will have peace by being united to me. The world will make you suffer, but be brave. I have defeated the world. Amen. And today's key verse is John chapter 16, verse 33, where Jesus said, Be brave, I have defeated the world. You know, it's interesting that in his farewell discourse, he's getting the disciples ready for the time when he is going to be offered up as a sacrifice for all of our sins. And, you know, they're feeling pretty good about themselves and, you know, that they're pretty good spiritual warriors and all that. And Jesus tells them there's coming a time when all of you are going to go running home to mommy and hide under the bed because things are going to get pretty rough here. But that's okay. When you crawl out from underneath that bed, you need to know that I have defeated the world. So my question that I have for you today, especially as we're getting ready to start this new year, is what are you prepared to do for Jesus? Are you prepared to stand strong? Are you prepared to live a life of holiness, a life of obedience, so that the name of Jesus is lifted up and glorified in your life? Because as Jesus said, he has already defeated the world. We're not up against an unbeatable foe. Jesus has already defeated the world, and we have that calm assurance that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, beloved, you need to know as we enter this new year that we are world changers. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow as we'll be in Acts chapter 21, or Acts chapter 2, 1 through 21, where God sends the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy Jesus, you have defeated the world, and I claim this victory in your name. I believe that you came from God, and you have made God known to me and assured me of God's love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, well, until tomorrow morning then, beloved, may God richly bless you is my prayer.